What's going on, everyone? Good afternoon and welcome to the Flower Power Hour, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver over the steamy airwaves of 101.9 CITR FM. I'm your host, Aaron Schmidtke, and I hope everyone's having a sweet start to their week, enjoying the sunshine, and I'm so glad you joined me this hour. We're going to play through some brand new singles, some lost gems, and maybe even a spooky song or two. This is the de facto Halloween edition, I suppose. So let's get it rolling on that thumping bass line we all know Men I Trust can provide for us to get moving. This is Porcelain from their album Uncle Jazz, and that's Uncle with an O, that dropped just about a month ago on 101.9 CITR FM.
Thank you. Fading true. Let me start again.
Welcome back to the hour that is dedicated to the power of the flower. Yes, that's right. This is the Flower Power Hour. And I'm your host, Aaron Schmidtke. We are broadcasting live on 101.9 CITR FM from the AMS Student Nest on the UBC campus. The first taste of pollen we had today, courtesy of the Flower Power Hour, came courtesy of Men I Trust with their song Porcelain, which is the 20th of 24 tracks on a big full-length from the Montreal-based basement lo-fi group. And that record is called Uncle Jazz. Again, it is spelt uncle, but with an O instead of a U. And Men I Trust will open for Turnover on December 1st at the Vogue Theater. And you know who else is coming? Howdy. And that was the next song. And that was Feel Tall from their newest release from just over a week ago titled Heavy Lifter. And Howdy's kind of one of those bands that feels like they've been around for some time, but they only have about two albums out and a couple other shorter EPs and singles. And it really, to me at least, this is just my opinion, it sounds like they're really beginning to become good enough. They've been around for some time, but they're starting to become good enough, I think, to actually orchestrate their ideas and put them into some solid foundations for songs and albums. So they're a pretty cool duo from Austin, Texas, and another older song of theirs I was really keen on for a while was Problem from their 2017 release Taster. I'm seeing a pretty similar sound and trajectory as Sandy Alex G, so that's pretty tight. And speaking of tight, Howdy will be at the Biltmore on November 19th, so that should be a good one to catch. And another group that just announced their return to Vancouver, and this one I'm so excited for, is Tops. And the new single we heard was Echo of Dawn, and is the first of two they released. I'll be throwing on the other one later on in the show, but after years of waiting, Tops is back April 28th at the Imperial, which is really just the most ideal venue for them. Next, we heard from Gelé del Negro, a group I've been really digging lately, and that song was Running from 2019's This Is How You Smile, their 11th studio album, which is super surprising. And then we swung over to Pine Grove to play one of my favorites from everything so far, and that was their song Ampersand, which is, of course, just the and symbol. It's not actually spelled ampersand. We got a lot of great music still to come, though, including a second single from Tops, like I just said, maybe a little Halloween song or two, and Ariel Pink's Taste on a Classic from his new album. So you're listening to the Flower Power Hour on 101.9 CITR-FM. Be back in a minute.
Keen on learning bike mechanics, jazzing up or fixing your bike, even buying your first bike? Look no further than the Bike Kitchen, located in room 36 of the UBC Life Building. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's community bike shop, offering tune-ups, mechanic classes, and a vast selection of used bikes, as well as an all-around good vibe. Come by and experience it for yourself, on Monday to Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., or on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Learn more at thebikekitchen.ca.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank, or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
So I leave my positions to the wind, and I'm done with ever wanting anything. But I can die satisfied, no desires do I hide. Not today, not today, nor for the next 1,000 I want to be a little seagull.
Welcome back to the radio station that is 101.9 CITR FM. This program is titled The Flower Power Hour, and this program is hosted by me, Aaron Schmidtke, on Tuesdays 2 to 3 p.m. It's been some time since I've heard a song with as many layers as Seahorse by Devendra Banhart, and that's what we had play first out of the gate, and that was, what, four or five parts in that song? It's crazy. And that song's from Banhart's 2007 album, Smokey Rolls Down Thunder Canyon. And it's hard to follow that one up, but Local Creature kept shredding on the heaviest song from their May 2019 album, The Last Resort, and that song was Sunshine. Then another headbanger with You Were Not There by Post Animal from their six-song EP from 2016, The Garden Series. And Post Animal will be rocking with Twin Peaks at the Rickshaw on November 9th. I believe that'll be a Saturday night. That'll be a fun time. And other music news. Last week, Kanye finally dropping the album that he's been teasing for months and months, Jesus is King. The album has unsurprisingly received underwhelming reviews, including 2.5 out of 5 stars from Rolling Stone, but did receive a rather generous 7.2 from Pitchfork. And speaking of Pitchfork, Mac DeMarco had his 2012 release 2 ranked as the 149th best album of the last decade. I'd personally rank that one higher, along with at least one other of Mac's albums, and that was his only appearance on the list. And his only appearance on this show will lead us in right after the break, and it will be suitingly Halloween-y. It'll be Freaking Out the Neighborhood, because who doesn't like to freak out the neighborhood on Halloween? That's coming in hot after a few messages. You are listening to 101.9 CITR FM.
All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we.
You're not even gonna last.
All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France. Montreal, what the
f- is the script?
I couldn't even, what? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR Production Department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey. Hi. Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
Thank you.
got no job on the line. Sincerely, don't worry. Same old boy that you hoped you would find. And I know it's no fun when you're first son gets up.
Kick it, Jay.
Oh, you did the bad thing.
Welcome back to the Flower Power Hour. I'm your host, Aaron Schmidtke. Stop and smell the roses every Tuesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on 101.9 CITR FM. We came in spicy hot, back from the break with a pair of Halloween howlers. And that started with Mac DeMarco's Freaking Out the Neighborhood from his classic album 2. Then we went into the Mono Times, an indie group from the nation's capital, singing their single Halloween 1813. Next, we had the second of two top singles they dropped last weekend of the show. And that one's a lot more groovy, up-tempo sound that I love from them, and that one's called 7 Minutes. Then we finished off with Ariel Pink covering This Night Has Opened My Eyes, a classic from the Smiths' Hatful of Hollow. And that one's actually featured on Ariel Pink's brand new album, Oddities, Sodomies, Volume 2. Covering the Smiths is a tough task, but I do really enjoy that one, and it might just spark me to listen to the Smiths a little more, which is dangerous, seeing that winter's right around the corner. And that'll probably do it for today's show, I think. Yeah, we'll probably call it there. It's almost 3 o'clock. So thank you so much for everyone listening today and hanging with me through this hour. I'll be back in the studio next Tuesday, 2 to 3 p.m., and it will be November, which is super whack. This has been the Flower Power Hour on 101.9 CITR FM. I'm your host, Aaron Schmidtke, and I hope the rest of your week is absolutely splendid. Peace out.
This is Julia Kent, and you're listening to CITR FM.
You must think I'm fly. You must think I'm fly. You